Well, first of all, happy feast day of Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. I don't know if you know anything about her. She was martyred in World War II. I forget which country she was in, but during the Nazis, she was Jewish, born, atheist, I believe, and she became a disciple of a prominent philosopher at the time named Edmund Husserl. And he was actually somebody that John Paul II studied a lot. He created a branch of philosophy called phenomenology, and John Paul II, as a young philosopher, before he was pope, when he was still a seminarian or priest, I forget which, as a priest, when he was doing his doctorate, he was kind of referencing, saying, perhaps this is a philosophy that can bring us, you know, a lot of new insight. And it did, but I mean, in the end of the day, he said, it's nice, but it's not all that nice. Anyway, Edith Stein, as this young, genius, atheist, Jewish girl, encountered the writings of Saint Teresa of Avila, and she was just fascinated with it. She read her diary, and one night, immediately, she converted, and before long, she entered the Carmelites and became a Carmelite nun. And then the Nazis came and started taking over parts of Europe. And she knew, I think she escaped, I forget where she moved from, to where she was in Germany or where she moved, but she moved to the first convent, and then she understood eventually the Nazis are going to come and track her down because she was Jewish. And she decided, I'm not moving. And she understood that to be baptized into Christ is to be baptized into the cross. So she waited, and she was taken away to Auschwitz, and she was martyred. So that's her story. And now on to your homily. As regards the gospel, which I'm not even going to try to relate it to what I just spoke about St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, but anyway, when I was praying about the gospel this morning, the famous passage, the disciples are there, they encounter this demoniac child, and the disciples cannot cast out the demon. And then Jesus comes and immediately drives out the demon. And the disciples asked Jesus, why couldn't we drive it out? And he said, because of your little faith. If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. Okay? That caused me to reflect a little bit. You know, I have been involved in a little bit in healing ministry. I did the Encounter Ministry course for 1 year. I didn't finish the second year. And being here in this parish and whatnot, I have taken part in some deliverance ministries and stuff like that. I don't think I have personally yet witnessed a healing that couldn't have been, you know, that is bona fide, necessarily miraculous. And I was thinking about that, and it occurred to me, okay, well, what is wrong with my faith? Because here Christ is saying, if you had faith, even just a little bit of faith, nothing would be impossible for you. Those are Jesus' words. And it occurred to me, and I think this probably applies to a lot of us, faith is not just something that you pull out when it's time for this Il Sitio de Jericho, the Siege of Jericho, or something like that. Faith is not just something that happens in the big events. Faith is something that happens every day in the small events, the little decisions that we make, okay? The little decisions, am I going to be generous when I'm praying? You know, how often am I checking my phone when I'm in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament? Okay, that's where faith is determined. The way that I interact with my family members, when my kids come home and they're rude, or when my spouse comes home and they're rude, or when I feel upset and I might be the one who wants to be rude, or whatever. That's where faith is practiced. In the day-to-day, in the small things. And we can't expect that in the big moments we're going to be faithful and experience miracles and experience all these things. if we're not capable and we're not willing of practicing faith in the small, day-to-day, constant opportunities we have. Faith is like anything else. You don't just go to a gym once and lift weights and really go at it strong and get strong. You will gain more by doing a little bit constantly than just going twice a month and just rock. You probably just injure yourself if you do that. Okay? The same is true of faith. So if we want to experience Christ's miracles, if we want to experience Christ's promises, we have to ask ourselves, how am I practicing those little things? There's actually a reading here which I wanted to bring up, which is going to make my homily even longer, but you know, here we go. This comes from St. Faustina. She says, "Neither graces, nor revelations, nor raptures, nor gifts granted to the soul make it perfect, but rather the intimate union of the soul with God. These gifts are merely ornaments of the soul, but they constitute neither its essence nor its perfection. My sanctity and perfection consists in the close union of my will with the will of God." That's where faith comes down. To what extent do I seek the will of God, accept the will of God, live the will of God, especially when it's not fun?